Hello and praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration, a moment to share and encourage each other with the Word of God as we explore the scriptures for our inspiration. Our topic this week has been surrendering to God's will, and that is where we have to love God irrespective. This is our year of overflow. We are in the month of March. I may not be so sure how far you have come in witnessing God's overflow in your life. But no matter what goals, what prayers, what desires you have, you must reach that point where we surrender them before God. They are precious to us, yes, we value them, yes, but we must surrender them before God and allow God to be God of all. God is not God of all. He is not God at all. It is important we reach that point of surrender where we tell God, be God of everything I am and everything I'll ever be. And we started the week by saying that we must lay our crowns. Yes, they are precious. We have earned them. We have done everything possible to get them. Like the 24 elders in the book of Revelation chapter 4, the scripture says, they laid down their crowns before God and tell God, you alone is worthy. Our crowns are not worthy. Our desires are not worthy. Our prayers, oh God, mean too little compared to who you are in our lives. It is true, Father, I would wish you to do this for me. But even if you don't do it, I am willing to lay it down to tell you that you alone is worthy. The things I desire are not as worthy as you are. We must lay down our crowns. And of course, that follows the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he said, seek the kingdom of God first and its righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. Seek how you can honor and glorify God in that situation. The situation may not change immediately. Things may not be easy now. You may be wondering, God, how do I find a way out of this? The scripture is admonishing us to love God with our all. Seek the kingdom of God first. Seek God's righteousness. Bring God's glory into that situation and circumstance you are in. And you know something else? Once you seek God, everything else will follow in place. You gain perspective and all these other things will be added to you. And of course, we should not be like the children of Israel. And that one we saw, that's the third point where they desired meat more than they desired God. And we saw that account in the book of Numbers, chapter 11, or you can read it in the book of Psalms, chapter 78, where they cried for meat. They wanted meat. Oh, God, we are tired with this miserable manna. We want meat. And the scripture says they actually started crying. God says it's okay. In his anger, God responded. Their prayers we will make before God. We make those prayers more important than the things that we need, than God himself. You know, we make them more important. And the scripture says God gave them what they desired, but he brought a wasting amidst it. In other words, God gave you the answer, but there is poison in it. That meat ended up killing so many of their young men. Why? Because they wanted meat more than they wanted God. The thing that you're trusting God for, that elevation, that overflow, that blessing that you're trusting God for in your family, in your relationships, that financial breakthrough, that house, that car, those things that you're mentioning before God. My question, my brother and sister, is, do they mean more to you than God himself? God can give you to them, but he can bring a wasting disease amongst them, as happened to the Israelites. There is nothing in life we should elevate beyond God. There is nothing we should love more than we love God. God ought to be our ultimate prize. Nothing else should we compare with him. Let us not cry for meat or even desire meat more than we desire God. And of course, that brought us to Psalms 23. What does it say? The Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need, or I shall not want. That is what other versions say. My brother, my sister, when you realize that where your life is today, God is still shepherding you, God is still guiding you, then you realize that whatever you need for this particular time in life, God has already supplied. I was talking to some team this week, and I was telling them that there are no bad days in the life of a Christian, because God remains. In the bad times, God is. In the good times, God is. And what makes the difference? God himself. In other words, as long as the Lord is your shepherd, my brother, my sister, everything is okay. Everything gonna be okay. You're going to experience him in the tempest because you're going to see him come in the tempest for you. You enter into the fire, oh, he will come as the fourth man in the fire. You will not even smell like smoke. Why? Because he is with you. Whether you are high, whether you are low, wherever you are, the constant we have is God. My life is not more important than yours because you have the same God that I have. Oh, yes. And it is his grace that balances things in life. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. We just entrust ourselves to this shepherd. And let me tell you, he will take care of all details in our lives. And of course, yesterday we came to the greatest command. You have to love God with your all. And that is according to Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37. Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Do you love God with your all? All your prayer items aside, everything you desire aside, do you love God with your all? That is the calling you have been called, to love God and love him with our all. You are blessed and you are a blessing, and thank you so much. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for the way you have shepherded us the whole of that week. It has been a great week because your presence has been together with us. Nothing makes a difference in our lives the way you do. And you have reminded us, oh sovereign God, that we need to love you irrespective of the prayers that we have, irrespective of the desires we have. Like Nehemiah, God, we want to reach that place where we say, you are exalted beyond all blessings that we can never desire. And I pray that, Lord, you will help us to give you your rightful praise in our lives, never to desire anything more than we desire you, but to know that you have every light into our lives, dear loving Father, because we are yours. We are your subjects. You redeemed us with your precious blood. In whatever areas, my brother and my sister, I trust in you. Grant them the grace to surrender and to reach that point where they can say, not my will, but let your will be done. Thank you for speaking to us and ministering to us. In Jesus' name, we pray this and we believe. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful, my brothers and sisters, that you joined me for this inspiration. Karioki Batia, my brother, you are blessed. And thank you so much for your message. Kadeket blessed. I'm so grateful to see you. And thank you so much for sharing this message. Thank you for your comments. You are wonderful people. And I pray that God will help us, irrespective of what in life, we shall love him and we shall love him with our all. Have a beautiful and a wonderful Saturday, and may God's grace continue guiding you to our sisters. It is my prayer that you enjoyed a happy International Women's Day yesterday. God bless you and have yourself a blessed weekend ahead, and thank you so much.